First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuba is modernizing production for domestic market and exports.
Council of State meets in Havana.
Bolivia's electoral tribunal disqualifies Evo Morales' candidacy for Senate.
Oil workers temporarily suspend strike in Brazil.
And now the news in detail.
Modernizing production lines and manufacturing designs, increasing the export of goods, and satisfying the demand of the domestic market were some of the challenges of national industry identified on Thursday during the annual review meeting of the Ministry of Industry. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel insisted on the importance of working to satisfy domestic needs with national production and to break the import mentality that prevails in the country. He urged the sector to increase its percentage of the gross domestic product, GDP, currently at 12%. He called for increased production for the Cuban retail markets, including an increase in such electric domestic items as fans, cell phones, and decoder boxes for digital television and radios, as well as for strengthening the textile and footwear industries. The relation between the university and industrial enterprises was a recurring theme during the meeting, as well as the various investments being made in the industrial sector and the need for financing to boost specific productions.
The Cuban Council of State met in Havana on Thursday. Following the legislative schedule agreed upon by the National Assembly of People's Power, the Council of State, presided over by Esteban Lasso Hernandez, approved two decree laws. One regulates the national system of documentary management and archives of the Republic of Cuba, and the other stipulates the establishment of the National Commission of Genetically Modified Organisms in Cuban Agriculture. The Council of State represents the National Assembly of People's Power between its sessions. Present at the meeting were President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez and Prime Minister Manuel Marrero. The Council of State also agreed to update the organization and functioning of the working group that directs, coordinates, and controls legislative activities. An analysis of the organic regulations of the National Electoral Council was also on the agenda.
The President of the Supreme Electoral Tribunal of Bolivia, the TSE, Salvador Romero, informed that former President Evo Morales will not be allowed to participate in the 2020 general elections, which will be held on May the 3rd. During a press conference in La Paz, Romero told reporters that Morales did not meet the permanent residency requirements to be a Senate candidate for his Movement Towards Socialism, MAS, party, which is currently leading in the polls. The candidacy of former Chancellor Diego Pari as the candidate of the MAS party for senator in the Potosí region was also disqualified on the same grounds. Following the press conference in the Bolivia capital, Evo Morales responded on his Twitter account. He said that the TSE's decision was a blow against democracy. He emphasized that he met all the requirements that were requested of him in order to participate as a candidate for senator in the upcoming general elections.
In Brazil, oil workers suspended their strike Thursday after 19 days, while state oil company Petrobras promised to start a round of negotiations with unions. The decision was taken after a Council of the Single Federation of Oil Tankers, FUP, meeting, but they warned that if negotiations with the state oil company do not meet the demands of the workers, the union will resume to strike again. The FUP said that the decision to interrupt the strike also corresponds to the progress of in Petrobras management regarding the negotiations with the workers. However, they expressed that the fight does not stop, the struggle continues. They also said that the negotiations will take place under the intermediation of the Superior Labor Court, TST, and representatives of the Public Ministry of Labor. The FUP called to defend Petrobras since that means fighting for national sovereignty, labor rights defense for Brazilians, industrial and technological development, as well as environmental security and energy sovereignty.
You're tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba, our national and international news broadcasting on all of the shortwave radio frequencies around the world. Let's go back now to Susana Nieves and Abel Vasquez.
The Minister of Communications of Cuba, Jorge Luis Perdomo de Leya, says the Cuban people have a high political culture and a high education to use information and communication technologies, ICTs, for the development of the country. Perdomo made a statement in the evening television and radio news program, The Roundtable, on Thursday. Perdomo stressed that Cuba is making significant efforts to catch up with the region and that the sector will continue to grow. Priority is being given to e-government and e-commerce. Institutional portals have been established for the population and for electronic commerce between companies. The company that does not invest in the sector of information and communication technologies, research and development has its days numbered, he insisted. On the impact of the US government's hostile policies on the development of ICTs in Cuba, the minister described it as a cynical policy of double standards, which has intensified. It combines denial of access to equipment with the use of internet platforms for subversion against the island.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel participated on Thursday in the annual review of the foreign policy during 2019 and the priorities for 2020. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, Deputy Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrizas also were present. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez observed that 2019 was complex and challenging, inasmuch as it was a year marked by the hostility of the U.S. government and a brutal intensification of the blockade. However, there were significant gains for Cuba, in that relations with the countries of the world were consolidated. The passing of the resolution at the U.N. General Assembly calling for the end of the U.S. blockade was a resounding victory, and the votes of Brazil and Colombia taking side with the United States were very demoralizing for those countries, noted the president.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has announced two measures adopted by his government to guarantee the security of the country's oil industry as the United States launched new attacks against state-owned oil and natural gas company PDVSA. During a meeting with workers in the oil, petrochemical and gas sectors, Maduro unveiled two decrees to be put in place in order to consolidate the restructuring of the sector. Firstly, the head of state declared an energy emergency of the hydrocarbon industry that gives power to the government to take the necessary measures to guarantee national energy security and protect the industry from imperialist aggressions. The president then announced the creation of the Presidential Commission Ali Rodriguez Araque to restructure and protect PDVSA. I won't accept more excuses. Either we produce or we produce. Venezuela has to become an oil powerhouse, he stated from the headquarters of PDVSA in Caracas. Maduro also called on the sector's workers to join for the defense of PDVSA from the attacks led by some opposition groups seeking to destabilize the nation from abroad.
Donald Trump's longtime advisor Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison as part of a case that has roiled the Justice Department and drawn the U.S. president's anger. Stone was convicted on charges including lying to a congressional panel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 United States presidential election. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson handed down the sentence after Stone's lawyer asked that the veteran Republican parties receive no prison time. Stone's belligerence and lies represent a threat to our democracy, the judge said in a stern lecture during the hours-long sentencing hearing. He was not prosecuted, as some have complained, for standing up for the president. He was prosecuted for covering up for the president, Jackson said. There was nothing unfair, funny, or disgraceful about the investigation of the prosecution, Jackson added, citing words that Trump has used. The judge also said Stone knew exactly what he was doing when he posted an image of social media last year that positioned the gun's cross hairs over her head. The defendant engaged in threatening and intimidating conduct toward the court, Jackson said. This is intolerable to the administration of justice.
Russia has reiterated that Washington's sanctions against Rosneft Trading S.A. and its president Didier Casimiro are illegal from the point of international law and will not affect relations with Venezuela, the state news agency reported. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that such restrictions in no way affect their bilateral relations with Venezuela. On the contrary, they are evolving and will continue to grow, he added. Rosneft Trading, a subsidiary of Russian state-run oil company, has already confirmed its will to do businesses with the Bolivarian nation, despite U.S. bringing sanctions against its trading arm for buying and selling the country's crude, Financial Times noted. Peskov mentioned that the oil giant had already voiced its intention to defend the company's interests in court, as well as to use other available mechanisms. The measures include that all property and interest in property of Rosneft Trading S.A. and Didier Casimiro that are in the U.S. or in the possession of control of U.S. nationals and of any entities that are owned directly or indirectly 50% or more by the designated individual and entity are blocked and must be reported to the Office of Foreign Asset Control, OFAC, of the United States Treasury Department. Earlier this week, the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, said his government would soon apply more sanctions against Caracas. He said that the U.S. is holding talks with Spanish officials and the oil company Repsol so that the Iberian consortium will change its commercial relationship with Venezuela.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba is modernizing production for domestic market and exports.
Council of State meets in Havana.
Bolivia's electoral tribunal disqualifies Evo Morales' candidacy for Senate.
Oil workers temporarily suspend strike in Brazil.